comedian Dan Brown in studio. Good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning.
Morning.
We were just talking about squatters, and AJ had all these bad ideas as to how he would deal with them.
Were they that bad, really?
And Tony from Wallingford.
Good morning, gentlemen. You guys are the best. But, yeah, I had an issue. Me and my wife took in some of my friends, my son's friends, and it worked well for a couple minutes until one of them started robbing us and robbing the house and everything. And we got the police involved. They wouldn't do anything, just like the gentleman said, because he managed to get an address at my house. So we were stuck with him. But then after he robbed me and he was on crack and he really terrorizing and holding our house at a hostage, I had enough. I took matters into my whole own hands, which I don't suggest people do. But I sent my family away, and when I came home from work, I tuned the dude up. I beat him, and then after I got done beating him, I beat him with a shovel, and the police came, and I was arrested. And I would do it again tomorrow to protect my family. The law is ridiculous. It's just sickening what they had to put us through, what I had to do to get this man out of my house. So I couldn't wait. We were in danger.
I find it interesting that you beat him, and then you're like, I'm not quite finished.
Yeah. You know what? Let me make sure this worked.
I think a shovel would be the right finisher
I'd here. Sound a bing.
A shovel to dig.
How old was the kid, was the guy?
He was about 20 years old. He was young, and I'm an older pup. I'm in my 60s, so we were matched. But, you know, I just didn't even want to go through this, and I didn't want him coming back. He was under the impression that he could live at my house as far as the police were interested.
Do you guys see the birds in the background? That's from the guy still.
The guy's laying on the floor right now.
The birds are going around his head.
Around his head. Oh, yeah, I lumped him. I lumped this poor son of a gun. I lumped him hard.
How did you decide upon the shovel?
Yeah, like, what kind of use? Like a spade
shovel?
Was it
a spade or
right,
a flat shovel?
A flat shovel? I mean, you know.
It's a great question.
It was a spaded shovel. After I pretended to chop his head off and he was screaming and everything, I decided to paddle him instead.
Nice.
And, you know, to teach him a lesson. I mean, how dare you? You know, how dare you? You know, after we took you in, we fed you, all the things we did for you.
Yeah.
And you do this to us?
Right.
I mean, it's beyond me. I'm an eye for an eye type of guy.
He walks past the hardware.
It sounds like this is going on for quite a while. How long from beginning?
He was in the house for a good 3 months, and he was doing well until his dark side showed up, you know? And,
okay. So he had an established address. And then how long was it? How long was the dark side going on for before he got the fist and the shovel?
Not more than 5 days.
So he likes crack? You give him crack in the head?
We left him. I paid him to leave, and he came back with the police the next day.
Oh.
And the cop says, he could live there. You're stuck with him. So,
wait, you paid him to leave? I will give you money.
Like, I brought him.
Get out.
Yeah, if you bring you to your mom's, you know, here, good luck. It didn't work out. I wish you the best. And that's what they threw back at me.
Did he give you the money back?
And
yeah, this crackhead probably just handed him right the money right back.
Yeah, he was looking for more though. He was looking for a free ride.
Wow.
And he didn't get it here. Yeah, it's just bull.
Okay,
you know?
So you beat him, then you take the shovel.
Yep.
And
I pose for pictures. Yeah. Did you ever see the American Farmer, the guy with
yes.
the pitchfork? And
Ma, Pa Kettle.
That was me, holding it up. I'm holding it up, smiling, yep. And then when I got to the court, I told the prosecutor what happened. He actually liked it off the cuff because he lowered my sentence after I told him the story.
How long were you in jail?
I posted my own bond. I arraigned myself. I didn't even get lawyers. I just went in and told them I did it. I'll do it. Your law's wrong. I told the judge. I told everybody in a nice way.
Yeah.
You know, and the prosecutor, absolutely, you could tell that, you know, off the cuff, he liked what I did because, you know, I told him I just spanked this kid. He's lucky because it could have been a lot worse for him.
Yep.
You could have used the shovel for something else, like right. grave digging,
for example.
Yeah. That is no comment.
A bag of lime right there.
Wait.
Beauty purposes.
Hold it. Was he laying on the ground after the beating and you're standing there in like farmer overalls with the shovel and you took a picture smiling?
Nice.
I was over him and the shovel was coming down to chop his head off and he's screaming on his back. And my poor father, who's 90, standing there we're like, oh my God, what's going on?
Get the photo, Dad.
Just take the picture.
Get the photo, Dad.
It's like, do you want this horizontal right. or do you want right. landscape?
Any
or,
filters?
Right, but what filter do you want? Oh, some
I don't
rainbows.
Think the little doggy nose and ears appropriate filter right, right. for this picture.
Right. Ooh, my ring light. My ring light.
Right. But wait, okay.
And a word to all the men, you know, vigilante stance in your own home. It's a good take. You have to.
No, but don't you think?
Like anybody else cares.
Tony, I've listened to you. I understand you. The frustration. Yeah. And it's, but how are you not in jail right now?
I did. I went, I was charged with assault. I got charged with all of it. And I just went without a lawyer. The okay. next day I got arraigned. And I just pleaded my case to the prosecutor. You know, they're not bad guys. The prosecutors are really on both sides.
You didn't shovel with it, did you?
This what happened. Shows up at the shovel.
Exhibit A.
I got lucky, gentlemen.
No, you got
did.
Lucky.
You definitely did.
You got lucky.
Yeah, I did get lucky.
Live the dream.
It was, but, I mean, just be careful who you let in your house, people.
I got you.
You know?
Oh, my God.
I got you. I'm with you.
Yeah, no, but you got lucky. You know, is this all behind you now, or is there still, like,
I'm done with probation. They wanted 2 years probation. The prosecutor, like I said, lowered it to 18 months. He smiled. And it's all behind me. Man.
Cool.
You know,
okay,
I'm,
and he's
I'm
not trying to...
I'm 61 years old.
He's not trying to...
I haven't gotten in trouble in 50 years.
And he's not trying to sue you?
No, he last I knew he fled state. He had other issues.
There you go.
Okay.
Good.
Okay.
Nice.
Yeah.
Bon voyage.
It's all behind us, and then the family's safe. You know,
okay.
See?
Anybody that's going through it, hang in there, please.
Wow.
Now,
you know,
wow.
And you guys rock. I listen to you every morning.
Thank
for the
you
last
so much.
Thank you.
Years.
And if I ever see you with a shovel, I'm buying you a beer.
There should be a song about you. Damn it.
Really?
Where's Ken Rock?
Give lessons if you need them.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, brother. Appreciate it.
Thanks so much,
man. Behave.